Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word,
just feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Were you able to listen to any shows, Miss Williams?
Yes, I was, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you were able to get in.
That was quite interesting.
Uh-huh.
I let my family, part of my family, listen to it.
Okay.
Very interesting. Yeah,
awesome.
It's very interesting. Quite unique.
Oh, yeah, it really is nice, especially when you can go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, Angela, you want me to go ahead and start reading?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Before you read Genesis. You're reading Genesis.
Yes. You want me to go ahead and start now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'll be reading out of Genesis 25. And this is when Esau sells his birthright. Now Abraham married again. Keturah was his wife, was his new wife, and she bore him several children. Pardon me on the name pronunciation, but I'll do my best. Zimran, Joshan, Madan, Media, Ishbak, and Shuah. Joshan's two sons were Sheba and Dedan. Dedan's sons were Ashuram, Lishuram, and Lamiman. Median's sons were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Elda. Abraham deeded everything he owned to Isaac. However, he gave gifts to his son of his concubine and sent them off into the east away from Isaac. Then Abraham died at the ripe old age of 175, and his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre in the field Abraham had purchased from Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, where Sarah, Abraham's wife, was buried. After Abraham's death, God poured out rich blessing upon Isaac. Isaac had now moved south to Beerah in the Negev. Here's the list in the order of their births of the descendants of Ishmael, who was the son of Abraham and a Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's slave girl. Nabor, Kedar, Abdil, Mibsham, Mishma, Duma, Masah, Hadad, Tima, Jatur, Nafish, Kedama. These 12 sons of his became the founders of 12 tribes that bore their names. Ishmael finally died at the age of 137 and joined his ancestors. These descendants of Ishmael were scattered across the country from Hevelah to Shur, which is the little way of northeast of the Egyptian border in the direction of Assyria, and they were constantly at war with one another. This is the story of Isaac's children. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel. Isaac pleaded with Jehovah to give Rebekah a child, for even after many years of marriage, she had no children. Then at last she became pregnant, and it seemed as though children were fighting each other inside of her. "I can't endure this," she exclaimed. So she asked the Lord about it, and he told her, "The sons in your womb shall become two rival nations. One will be stronger than the other, and the older shall be a servant of the younger." And sure enough, she had twins. The first was born so covered with reddish hair that one would think he was wearing a fur coat. So they called him Esau. Then the other twin was born with his hand on Esau's heel, so they called him Jacob, meaning grabber. Isaac was 60 years old when the twins was born. As the boys grew, Esau became a skillful hunter, while Jacob was a quiet sort who liked to stay at home. Isaac's favorite was Esau because of the venison he brought home, and Rebekah's favorite was Jacob. One day, Jacob was cooking stew when Esau arrived home exhausted from the hunt. Esau said, "Boy, I'm starving. Give me a bite of the red stuff there." And Jacob said, "All right, trade me your birthright for it." And Esau said, "When a man is dying of starvation, what good is his birthright?" And Jacob said, "Well, then, vow to God that it is mine." And Esau vowed, thereby selling all his eldest son's rights to his younger brother. Then Jacob gave Esau bread, peas, and stew. So he ate and drank and went on about his business, indifferent to the loss of the right he had thrown away. The reading was from Genesis 25, 1 through 34. Amen.
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 And we had Auntie Betty and Auntie Carrie, Mom and Daddy Werner, and Brian joined the call. Did I miss anyone? Welcome. Good evening, everyone.
Coco's with me, but I'm walking outside right quick.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, thank you for that reading, Loretta. Now let's go ahead and get started. Let's bow our heads and pray and do the opening prayer and the blessing of the line. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We come to you once again in family prayer. We ask that you bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Oh, Lord, open up all our hearts to receive your spirit right now. Help us to actively listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. In your precious name, amen.
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 Okay. Daddy Werner, would you lead us in the reading of Matthew 19:26?
Alrighty. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible."
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that, Daddy Werner. Okay, well, we'll go ahead with our program, and we'll just go through a round table and let you guys share your blessings for the day. I think I'll start with Mrs. William. Would you like to read anything today?
Okay, pardon?
Would you like to start us off today?
Okay. Okay, I would like to share. I lost my thought where I was going to read from. Okay, I would like to share from Psalms 89.
Amen.
Beginning with verse 1, going to 7. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stand firm forever, that you establish your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm throughout all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the Holy Ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the Holy Ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all surrounds him. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Loretta, would you like to say something this evening?
I'm sure. I will be coming out of the upper room. And it says, possible futures. I wish I could change part of my past. Some acts I would not do it again. Other that were left undone, I would do. However, time moves forward without mercy. The stories of our lives offer no pause and no rewinds. Each scene set the stage for the next. If we knew only the scene in Abraham's life recounted in the Genesis reading above, we might think this was a man with nothing in his life he would edit. But the Abraham we see in this passage is a person who had been shaped by adversity, doubts, and even failures, as well as great acts of faith. Everything in Abraham's past brought him to account of faithfulness and blessing. He lived, as we all do, in the unrepeatable present and trusted God, who alone owns the future. Thus, Abraham became for us a living example that all things work together for the good for those who love God. Each of us is moving toward many possible future. All of these possibilities have one thing in common for people of Abraham's faith. God, who awaits us in the future, encompasses all of them. God goes before us, just as before Abraham, and the promise of blessing is sure. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. All right, Auntie Carrie.
Who did you call, say, Angela?
Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I'll try to read Psalm 78, 1 through 4.
Amen.
Psalm 78, 1 through 4. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the word of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parable. I will utterly dark saying of old, which we have heard and known, and our father have told us. We will not hide them from thy children, showing to generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful work that he has done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mother?
Yes. Well, I'm in Psalm 125.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. As the mountain round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the Lord of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
That is all three of us.
All right. Thank you for that, Mother. I will go next and read him from the Daily Bread, and it's called Nothing Left But God. And I'm going to say a verse out of 2 Chronicles 20:15. Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. A wise Bible teacher once said, sooner or later, God will bring self-sufficient people to the place where they have no resource but him, no strength, no answers, nothing but him. Without God's help, they're sunk. He then told a despairing man who confessed to his pastor, my life is really in bad shape. How bad? The pastor inquired. Burying his head in his hands, he moaned, I'll tell you how bad. All I've got is God. The pastor's face lit up. I'm happy to assure you that a person with nothing left but God has more than enough for great victory. In today's Bible readings, the people of Judah were also in trouble. They admitted their lack of power and wisdom to conquer their foes. All they had left was God. But King Jehoshaphat and the people saw this as reason for hope, not despair. Our eyes are upon you, they declared to God, out of 2 Chronicles 20:12. And their hope was not disappointed as he fulfilled his promise. The battle is not yours, but God's. Are you in a position where all self-sufficiency is gone? As you turn your eyes on the Lord and put your hope in him, you have God's reassuring promise that you need nothing more. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. When all you have is God, you have all you need. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, moving right along. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm coming from John chapter 3, verse 1:21.
Amen.
There was a man of Pharisee named Nicodemus. Cross my way. There was a man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Then came Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do things except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh, flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, is spirit. Father God, that I say unto thee, he must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell when it cometh or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can this thing be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou ambassador of the Israel, and knowest not the thing? Verily, I say unto thee, speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye have received not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man has ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so much the Son of Man lifted up, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Betty. Thank you very much. Another caller joined, Daniel.
Good evening.
I want to say welcome. Okay, we'll keep right on. Maybe have us on mute. Coco, would you like to say something this evening?
Yes. I wanted to say a scripture out of Ephesians 6.
Amen.
Okay, it says, finally let the Lord make you strong. Depend on his mighty power. Put on all God's armor, then you can stand firm against the devil's evil plans. Our fight is not against human beings. It is against the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of this dark world. It is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly world. So put on all of God's armor. Evil days will come, but you will be able to stand firm up to anything. And after you have done everything you can, you will still be standing. So stand firm, put on the belt of truth around your waist, put on the armor of godliness on your chest, wear on your feet what will prepare you to tell the good news of peace. Also, put up the shield of faith. With it, you can put out all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Holy Spirit, the sword of God's word. At all times, pray by the power of the Spirit. Pray all kinds of prayers. Be watchful so that you can pray. Also, keep on praying for all of God's people. Pray also for me. Pray that when I open my mouth, the right words will be given to me, and I can be bold as I tell the mystery of the good news. Because of the good news, I am being held by chains as the Lord's messenger. That says that I will be bold as I preach the good news. That's what I should do. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Coco. All righty. Daddy Werner?
Yes. I'll be reading from Romans, the 8th chapter, starting at the 16th verse.
Amen.
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering, the present time, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnestness, expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage, corruption, into glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. But what a man sees, why does he get hope for? But if we hope of that we see, but if we hope for that we see not, then we will patiently wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In our verse 26, it said we can't pray like we ought to, but the Spirit make an intercession for us. And the intercession with Christ telling his Father what we is trying to say to him. We don't know what the other is. And so we got an intersection with your Christ. And we, a lot of pray, but we don't know really how we ought to pray. But we is praying, and Christ makes the intersection. And verse 24, by hope, if we see something, Paul was saying that it's not hope. But if we hope for something we don't see, and we wait on for it to come, then that is hope. That for instance, like we wait on Christ to come, we don't see him, but we're hoping to see him when he comes.
Amen.
And so I'll stop that because y'all might be thinking I'm trying to preach.
Go ahead on. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying my lesson.
And I just say, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead on, Reverend Turner.
Vonner?
Amen.
Okay, Brian, would you like to say something? Yes, Mother, I would like to read the ABCs of love.
Amen.
Out of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, 4-13. And it reads, according to the Bible, the ABCs of love are as follows. Love self-reliance means that God's love has patience within persecution. Love is not envy. Means that real love wants other people to get ahead. Love does not parade itself. Means that that Bible love doesn't put on a big show in order to impress others. Love is not puffed up. Refers to the fact that people who walk in God's love don't walk have big heads. Love does not seek its own. Means that it is not self-centered and selfish, but instead looks out for the needs of others. Love is not provoked. It is not irritable under pressure. Love thinks no evil. Means it doesn't keep a record wrong. Done to it. And is constantly forgiven. Love does not rejoice in iniquity and does not rejoice in the mistakes and failures of others. Love rejoices in the truth. Means that it believes in what is open and honest. Love bears all things. It's the kind of love that defends and holds all other people up. Love believes the best about other people. Love hopes all things, means that it will never give up on all people. Love endures all things. It's love that perseveres and remains loyal to the end. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Brian. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next person was going to be Daniel, but we lost him for now. So we'll give him, if he comes back on, we'll come back to him. But let's just move on in the agenda, and we'll have Loretta prayers for the sick and shut-in.
Okay. One of our sick and shut-in was rushed to the hospital today, which was Uncle Champ. And I pray that God have mercy on him and that we all wish that he has a speedy recovery. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the actual prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you, asking that you heal our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Marianne, Valerie Crockett, Janet Williams, Michael and Denise Moody, Maxine Johnson, Uncle Champ, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Charles and Val, DeMarcus Tony, Malachi Quentin Hayes, Jeremy Dawson, Chavez, Lenny and family, Uncle Dave, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Rossiter family, Carlos and Noel's family, Miss Waters' family, the Zeke family, Vicki Hussman, Uncle Oliver, Mary Lowe, Miss Wanda, Jordan and Rachel family, Jessica Smith, Angela Burns, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you renew their strength, lift them up in a mighty way, so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, with them, and through them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood. We speak now, we speak health over them in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Moving along in the agenda, let's do our birthday for the week of the 17th through the 23rd. Have any birthdays out there?
I have Robert Tompkins.
Coco brother at the 20th.
What's his name?
Greg.
Okay. And Loretta, you said Robert Tompkins?
Yeah, I have his name down.
Yeah,
I don't have
his name.
Darren, Derek Arnold. Derek Arnold, Mom.
Who?
His birthday today.
Who?
Derek.
Oh, okay. I got it. So we got Greg and Derek and Robert Tompkins. I have also Niera, but I don't know what the date.
Yes.
And I have Dwight, and I don't know the date. So, and we also have Brooklyn,
yeah,
Clarissa's daughter, and I don't have the date, but we'll just go ahead and say happy to all those. Okay. Mother, would you sing happy birthday for us today?
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. All righty. Now it's time for the praises, testimonies, a song, or a poem. And I will start with Brian.
I just want to say Angela Varner had made it through her surgery with flying colors, and she is at home eating right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Daddy Vernon?
Yeah, I got a little poem here.
Okay.
And the name of it, Never Doubt, There Are Angels. I didn't say angel, not the angels.
All right, Pastor.
Never doubt, there are angels among us all the time. Those who come to encourage us when there is a hill to climb. They are the ones who sit beside us when it's our turn to moan, and the ones who share our joy when we welcome a newborn. They are the ones who come to visit or call us now and then, just to say they have missed us and wonder how we have been. They may be our friends and neighbors, or strangers who pass our way. Never doubt, they are angels. We see them every day. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Daddy Vernon.
Nice angel.
Loretta.
Yes, I would like to share a poem. The name of the poem is Consider Him. When the storm is raging high, when the tempest rends the sky, when my eyes with tears are dim, then my soul, consider him. When my plans are in the dust, when my deepest hopes are crushed, when is past each foolish whim, then my soul, consider him. When my dearest friends I part, when deep sorrows fills my heart, when pain racks each weary limb, then my soul, consider him. When I track my weary way, when fresh trials come each day, when my faith and hope are dim, then I consider him. Clouds or sunshine, dark or bright, evening shades or morning light, when my cup flows over the brim, then I consider him. Amen.
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 Okay. righty. Thank you, Loretta.
Oh.
Hey, Mrs. Williams.
You know what? I'm going to do something I've never done before.
Amen.
I'm going to sing a little praise.
Amen.
That has been in my spirit all day.
Oh,
well, whisper prayer for me, okay?
Amen.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome, awesome God. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome.
Wow.
Great, great. Okay, I will sing a poem. It's called Something to Think About.
Amen.
People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
All right.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All righty, Mother.
Yes, I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows narrow, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, let thy soul take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired.
tired. I am weak. I am one. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on through the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, at my feet, hold my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. The storm through the night, through the light, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Precious Lord. Hallelujah.
Precious Lord.
Amen. Miss Aretha Franklin.
Praise the Lord and hallelujah.
All right. Thank you for that, Mother. Coco, would you like to share additional words?
I just want to say thank you guys for having me on church on the phone, online phone, because I don't get to go to church on Sundays. And it had been bothering me a lot. And so now that I know that you guys online, I can have church on Sundays, even while working. Thanks.
Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome anytime.
Anytime. All righty, Brian.
Oh, you already called on him.
Did I?
Yeah, I was the first one.
Oh, I apologize. I must not have wrote down something else. Okay. Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Did I get everyone?
Well, let me check my list.
Looks like it. I checked all. I
think you did.
Okay. Well, we'll move right along to the Serenity Prayer, and I was going to ask Brian to lead us in that. Can you do that, Brian?
I don't have my paper. I go again.
That's okay.
You follow.
You can follow. Auntie Carrie.
Hold on, here it is.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay.
Grant me the things that I cannot change.
God,
oh, Coco,
grant
okay,
me.
Okay, I'll go. God, okay. Grant me the serenity for the things that I cannot change.
Okay, we're going to follow you.
Start over, Brian.
Okay.
Could you follow me?
Yeah, you remember.
Okay, can they hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, God, grant me the serenity.
We're going to follow you. God grant me the serenity to accept
the things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The
things that I can.
The courage
to change the
things that I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
and the wisdom to know the difference. All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I didn't even know it. She did.
All righty. All righty. Let's see here. Mrs. Williams, could you read the closing, Matthew 6:9?
Okay, Matthew 6:9. Just one moment.
Actually, it's Psalms 23 this week, Angela.
Oh, is it? I thought Pops did. I thought.
Let's see. Because I read Matthew 6:9 last week.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that.
Okay, well.
That's the 23rd Psalm.
Okay.
Sorry.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. I forgot my closing prayer. Okay, this concludes our program for tonight, and we would like to thank you for your participation. And we just want to leave you with one last prayer. Oh, Lord, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week. We love you.
Love you all. Good night. May God bless you all.
Love you all. Love you all. Love you all.
Love you. Have a blessed week.
All right.
Good night.
Bye. Mike got a flat tire.
The enemy's a coward and I see his knees. And I can just because you're yelling on the track don't mean the train is stopping. the dread on the cobra and take authority over the 31st of October. Hold up, I'm out of here, I'm on another level. And your Christians fight other Christians because they don't want to fight the devil. And you trying to kill your brother, but the devil's killing you. Man, why don't we just unite and make 10,000 out of 2? I don't care, I got some friends in there, I got some kid in there. So I take authority like I am a dominionaire and make sure his love is shown, whether you think I'm right or wrong. Talking to yourself because you don't realize I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Closer, come close. I know you see me physically, but really I'm a ghost. No ice cream, no soda, still I'm afloat. You looking at a star, but it's the sun I promote. Listen, I'm not the one you wanna provoke, cause I got a weapon that'll put anybody back in their place if they thinking they can take me for a joke. No way you'll catch me not living by the words that was wrote in the book of life. That alone got me gone in the zone, so all you see around me is smoke. Can't nobody break my concentration, quit wasting valuable time. If you think I will come down, cut even you out of your mind. Now I'm on a spiritual high, just by looking at my life you will find that I never stay down. My progress is always on the incline. Let me tell you what you better do, realize we're ahead of you, and this is not our home. It's kinda difficult to get in where you fit in when you're at a place you do not belong. You know that I know that you know that I cannot be wrong when I mention that I'm in another dimension.
I am already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already
This concludes our program for tonight, and we would like to thank you for your participation and for those that have taken the time to listen in. We appreciate your time. We hope that you have a blessed week. We love you. Good night.